The financial struggles at Bristol's Virginia Intermont College reached a crisis point in April when a plan to merge with another school fell through. The college, which opened in 1884, is now at risk of having to close its doors. Administrators have been looking at every possible way of raising money, one of which is the subject of a story by David McGee in the Bristol Herald Courier. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project joins us now. And David, this story has gotten a lot of attention at VPAP's VA News Link, and it's about something that Virginia Intermont apparently will not be allowed to do.
One thing they wanted to do was to sell off the archives of Tennessee Ernie Ford, a well-known musician in the last century who was a native of Bristol. But apparently the terms of the donation to the college forbid it without the permission of the estate, which has not been forthcoming.
Ford released 68 albums, hosted TV shows on NBC and ABC, and he was a recurring character on I Love Lucy. So that archive should have some interesting items in it.
There's 19 file cabinets. He had a long career in radio and music. These would be the original scripts from his radio and TV shows, and also the original score for some of his songs, including his most famous song, 16 Tons. The famous refrain in that is, you load 16 tons, what do you get?
Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause
he's probably the most famous son of Bristol. And the folks there were certainly not want to see this collection scattered to the winds.
Preservation Virginia is out with its latest list of endangered historic sites in the state. David, that brings us to our next story.
This is a compilation by Zach Cohen with the Washington Post, who went through a long list of Preservation Virginia and pulled out their annual list of endangered historic sites, which is quite long, but we'll talk about a few of those in particular.
One is in Petersburg.
Pocahontas Island, which is situated in the middle of the Appomattox River, is one of the earliest communities of free African Americans in the country. And there's two structures there that are confirmed stops on the Underground Railroad, where slaves would be smuggled up to safe houses and freedom in the North.
The situation here, as in so many places, is a lack of money.
I mean, it's a problem across the country. Well-known historical sites are falling into hard times. As these structures get older and older, the repair and the upkeep is so expensive. It's very difficult to then take these two buildings that are unused right now and try to rehabilitate them.
Also on the list, David, a bridge that has stood for 160 years.
Not that many bridges are still around from before the Civil War.
This one crosses the Rappahannock near Culpeper. It's considered a significant piece of engineering, which apparently it is, since it carried traffic until just a few months ago.
It was active until January. It's no longer being used. The Department of Transportation wants to replace the structure altogether instead of repairing it.
The Waterloo Bridge and Pocahontas Island are on Preservation Virginia's list of the most endangered historic sites in the state. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You'll find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.